This is David Duke. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting live to the entire world with news and information of importance to Europeans and people of European descent, wherever they may live upon the earth. And certainly, it is a program that's of great value to all peoples on this planet, because every race, every culture, every heritage, every nationality has a right to preserve its basic heritage, its language, its way of life, its religious beliefs, its traditions, and certainly the right of that respective heritage to have a nation that reflects its own agenda, its own values, its own interests, and not the interests of any foreign or alien power. In America, we started this country with the idea of independence. That is, America should be dedicated to the American people, not to any foreign power. And no foreign power should unduly influence the United States of America. Well, did you know recently at Harvard University, the Kennedy School of Government, the most prestigious school of government and the most prestigious university in the United States of America, there has been a paper by Dr. Stephen Walt and a professor from University of Chicago, and that's Dr. John Mersheimer. And this paper has shown that American policy is not any longer being conducted in the interest of the people of the United States of America, and that this policy, especially in the Middle Eastern region, has been one that has gone completely against the basic and the true interest of the United States, and that the Iraq war was indeed nothing but a war where the Jewish neocons, the radical extremist Jewish neocons, were able to involve us in a conflict for Israel's strategic interest. So that's American boys and girls these days dying, being maimed, blinded, crippled, emasculated, billions and billions, even trillions, it will be before this war is all over and the effects of this war are over. Billions and trillions of dollars of cost to the American people. And, of course, we have an increase in terrorism, an increase in hatred against the United States because of this conflict. Why? Because attacking Saddam Hussein on Iraq was part of the Israeli strategic objectives. So, ladies and gentlemen, here I am again with you, and the latest word is that Dr. Stephen Walt has literally been forced to resign, which is kind of ironic, isn't it? He says in this paper that the Jewish lobby, the Israeli lobby, and when I say Jewish, I'm talking about the Jewish extremists, because there are certainly many Jews that oppose Israel. There are Jews who are not extremist and not supremacist. But the organized Jewish groups of the United States of America and many, many powerful Jews are indeed supremacist. And that's the word that I'm using to describe the people who are conducting and basically formulating United States policy and many other policies that America has, both foreign and domestic. A good example of their influence, of course, is the incredible influence that the Jewish supremacists have had on American immigration policy. This is not something that's new. It goes back really to the early days of the 20th century, well over 100 years ago, when Jewish groups in the United States began to work very hard to foment a policy to make sure that the European-American nature of the United States was changed. It took them over 6 decades to accomplish their goal, but in 65, they were able to accomplish the American Immigration Reform Act, which was an act that has led to the ethnic cleansing, and I use that word very judiciously, the ethnic cleansing of the European American on our own soil. We are becoming, and we will become, a minority in the United States of America that our very ancestors formed and created. And ladies and gentlemen, it will be a catastrophic situation for our people. When a people become a minority in a democracy, they basically lose the power over their own destiny. And that's exactly what's going on in the United States of America. The Jewish organizations around the United States, the organized Jewish groups like the American Jewish Committee, which is the largest group, and many other organizations which are composed of leading Jewish organizations and leading Jewish figures in the culture of our country and the politics of our country and the entertainment industry of our country, they have worked relentlessly over the last 100 years to change American policy and transform America from an overwhelmingly European-American land to something quite different. Now, my book, Jewish Supremacism, documents this fact, I think, very handily. I would also recommend some wonderful essays, like The Critique of Culture by Dr. Kevin McDonald, and many other essays by him and books by him. People Whom Shall Dwell Apart is the trilogy that he wrote, which is excellent and extremely academic and scientific, studying the history of the Jewish supremacist activities, the Jewish hyper-racist, maybe that's the right way to say it, hyper-ethnocentric activities of the Jews in regard to other peoples over the last at least 2,000 years. Well, now we have an article in Forward, which is a major Jewish organization, and it also centers around a group called the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is one of the leading immigration advocacy groups in the United States of America. In fact, they advertise the fact that they are the oldest immigrant aid group in the United States of America at over, I think, 125 years old. And this organization is working very hard to open our gates. But let me tell you exactly what I wrote in my article, which you can find on davidduke.com at this time. And I think you'll find this article very informative and very powerful in terms of educating, really educating people in this country to the threat of Jewish supremacism and what it really means in terms of our society. The article is called Jewish Groups Support Immigration Invasion, and it's based primarily on an article from Forward, which is a very old Jewish publication founded in 1897, a major Jewish publication in the United States, and that article in Forward is called Immigration Bill Draws Jewish Support. In the article, the Jewish Forward reveals that major Jewish organizations supported the recent pro-illegal alien march in Los Angeles and spearhead illegal alien amnesty legislation in the United States Congress. Now, some European Americans suffer under the illusion that organized Jewish power in America is now an ally in our efforts to stop immigration and preserve the heritage and freedom of the American and European homelands. You've heard this argument quite a few times on the Stormfront columns. You've heard it from different right-wing groups and right-wing, supposed right-wing leaders, and others who know better, I think, but they, again, are reacting to what Jesus Christ referred to and what the New Testament refers to so often as, quote, fear of the Jews. They have a great deal of power. Of course, we're referring to the extremist Jews that dominate Jewish society, the Jewish community, and in turn dominate so much of our government policy and so much of our media in America. Now, the European Americans who suffer under this delusion, really, that organized Jewish power is now our ally, This article will completely diffuse that belief. This article, in fact, crushes that illusion. It shows that the organization that tends to set policy for the Jewish community, which is the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, and that's their quote, by the way, has been instrumental in supporting the new amnesty for illegal aliens legislation passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee and opposing a contrary bill by Senator Bill Frist. It also shows the great power and influence of the Jewish lobby on this vital issue. Finally, the article reveals how leading Jewish organizations backed the recent illegal alien march in Los Angeles. Of course, none of this is new. As my book, Jewish Supremacism, thoroughly documents, the drive and movement to overturn protective American immigration policies over the last century have been so dominated by Jews that prominent Jewish organizations routinely label it as a Jewish movement. My book, as well as Dr. Kevin McDonald's articles and papers and numerous articles on www.daviduke.com, thoroughly document this undisputed fact. Now, it is true, ladies and gentlemen, that a small percentage, a small smattering of Jews oppose immigration from what they see as a danger to their own political power. They're concerned primarily about Arabic immigration. And it's true that some Jewish organizations are for tighter controls to stop the infiltration of terrorists who are themselves driven in no small part by America's support for the terrorist and criminal state of Israel. But the evidence is clear that the overwhelming power of organized Jewry has historically been influential in the open borders America immigration policy. And that overwhelming power promoting immigration still continues today. There is growing understanding today that the Iraq War is a war created by Jewish extremist neocons and their allies in government and media. It's clearly a war waged for Israel's strategic objectives and not America's. This war for Israel has deeply harmed not only the over 20,000 Americans maimed or killed, but it has harmed American interests across a broad spectrum. Indeed, it is Jewish extremist influence over America's foreign policy that has led to hatred and terrorism against Americans. But as the article in the foreword shows, it must not be forgotten that the same Jewish-Israeli lobby that influences American foreign policy also influences American domestic policy. In a starkly revealing article obviously written for their Jewish audience, the foreword shows how the organized Jewish community has been instrumental against the effort to halt the illegal and legal immigration that steadily is destroying the heritage of European Americans in our American Union. Here's a quote from the foreword. The first sentence of the first paragraph. Washington. As the Senate struggled this week to hammer out legislation on the contentious issue of immigration reform, Jewish groups were in boardrooms and on the streets advocating for the most liberal approaches to the issue. Now, the article goes on to cite Jewish Senator Arlen Specter's spearheading of the illegal alien amnesty bill recently passed by Senate Judiciary Committee. All the excerpts indicated are from the foreword of March 30, 2006. Quote, on Monday, in a surprise move, the Senate Judiciary Committee, led by Senator Arlen Specter, who is, by the way, an Israeli extremist partisan of Pennsylvania, approved the 12-6 vote amendments that would create a guest worker program and give undocumented immigrants a path toward legalizing their status. moves that are opposed by many conservative Republicans. The committee also rejected provisions of a House bill passed last December that would have made it a felony to enter the country illegally or to aid someone who did so. Frist's approach was blasted by the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. This is quoting, again, the article from the Jewish publication, The Forward. The organization that tends to set policy for the Jewish community. HIAS is part of faith-based coalitions supporting the more liberal approaches to immigration reform proposed by Senator Edward Kennedy, a Massachusetts Democrat, and Senator John McCain, an Arizona Republican. In recent years, some Jewish groups that were concerned about terrorism have come to stress border enforcement, but HIAS and other Jewish groups argue that such concerns can be accommodated within laws that help undocumented immigrants come out of the shadows. Immigrant critics and advocates estimate that 10 million to 12 million undocumented migrants are living in the country. It then goes on to show that the most powerful Jewish organization in America, the American Jewish Committee, is solidly behind the amnesty bill. Quote, Richard Fulton, legislative director and counsel of the American Jewish Committee, a group that is often hawkish on security, said the relatively liberal bill that was passed by the Judiciary Committee was the right approach. It strikes the right note in striving for the appropriate balance of enhancing our national security while protecting those who are most vulnerable in our society through earned legislation and increased worker protections, Fulton said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, powerful Jewish organizations have long seen a multicultural America as one which they can divide and conquer. Divide and conquer and continue to dominate. Former head of the National Policy for the American Jewish Committee, Dr. Steven Steinlight, put it very succinctly in an article he wrote for his fellow Jews, in an article he wrote in October of 2001. For perhaps another generation, an optimistic forecast, the Jewish community is thus in a position where we'll be able to divide and conquer and enter in selective coalitions that support our agenda. Unquote. As the Forward points out, officials of the leading Jewish organizations supported the rallies for illegal aliens, such as the recent illegal alien march in Los Angeles. Not an illegal march, but an illegal alien march. As HIS pressed its approach, other Jewish groups were joining the giant rallies in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington in support of immigration and against the punitive approaches of the House bill. About 500,000 people demonstrated in Los Angeles, while the protests in Chicago, Washington, and other cities drew tens of thousands. The PJA's executive director, Daniel Sokatch, said that Jewish communal groups could do more. Sokatch called immigrants' rights, quote, a major focus of our organizing, unquote, saying, quote, we're arguing that, like economic justice, this is a profoundly Jewish issue. Our soul hinges on this debate. It's the issue of what kind of country we want to be and who we are as an American people. Unquote. It is certainly the height of hypocrisy when Jewish activist groups dedicated to the preservation and interests of the Jewish people, the same Jewish groups that support a racist, apartheid state which has a Jewish-only immigration policy, one based not simply on religion but primarily on Jewish genetics, that this same organization would now work to destroy the overwhelmingly European heritage of America. Israel, of course, is a segregated society that divides Jews from non-Jews in schools and neighborhoods and even in many whole towns and settlements. The same liberal Jews who are upset because of our country's overwhelmingly European-American population support the Israeli state where Jews and non-Jews cannot legally marry. And you see constant attention in the American media and from Jewish leaders about the, quote, demographic threat to Israel, the threat that Jewish citizens of Israel could be overwhelmed in numbers by non-Jews, both of blood and of religion. Interesting, isn't it? Here are these same people trying to destroy the ethnic, spiritual state of the United States, the European nature of our country, and yet at the same time, they defend the establishment and the creation and the maintenance with suppressive power over the Palestinians of a racial nation. Gideon Aronoff, the head of HEIS, is quoted in the foreword once more, confirming the inordinate Jewish political power. Now, that's the same Jewish political power that was cited by the recent Harvard Kennedy School of Government paper that called, quote, the Israeli lobby and U.S. foreign policy as being manipulated by Israel. In contrary policy to that of the true interests of the United States of America. Jewish critics call all the talk of Jewish power in the Harvard paper as an anti-Semitic lie only worthy of people like me, like David Duke. But their own publications quote Jews such as Aronoff bragging of, quote, inside group pressure from a broad spectrum of Jewish groups. Aronoff praises the rallies, such as have occurred in Los Angeles, but talks about the real power, the inside Jewish power, swaying Republicans to betray America on the immigration issue. Now read these following lines, or listen to the following lines, if you're listening, and marvel at them. Gideon Aronoff, this is from the foreword, the new president and CEO of HIAS, said that while the rallies have been very important and have contributed to highlighting support on the issue, inside group pressure from a broad spectrum of Jewish groups is a significant player in a game where you need to turn only a small number of Republican senators. Quote, I don't know if Republican senators are going to be swayed by big rallies, Aronoff said, but careful analysis by Jewish and faith-based immigrant advocates can make a statement that moral values are involved in this debate. That's unquote. Now, my friends, let's talk about those moral values for a second and find out just who this Aronoff is. The HIAS website says this about their new leader. Quote, Teller stated, that's the board of directors chief of the organization, stated that Aronoff has a keen and insightful knowledge on government relations and refugee issues in Washington, D.C., and brings a strong sense of traditional core Jewish values to drive the timeless mission of HIAS. Aronoff has been a respected voice of the American Jewish community in Washington, D.C. on refugee and immigration issues, and has earned the admiration of those in the immigration advocacy field. He has been an integral force behind a number of key legislative successes with Congress and the White House. Interesting, isn't it? And he says, I'll go on further, Aronoff received a J.D. from Cornell Law School and a B.A. in History from Brandeis University. He's a member of the Board of Directors of the National Immigration Forum and has brought to the fore his knowledge of Jewish community institutions, interests, and community relation concerns throughout his career. So there it is. The HIAS, in their own words, states that the man setting the Jewish community's position on immigration into the United States of America and greatly affecting American immigration policy is a man totally dedicated to Jewish community institutions, unquote, and interests, unquote. And they say he has been a, quote, integral force behind a number of key legislative successes with Congress and the White House. Unquote. There I go again, ladies and gentlemen, imagining Jewish power brokers working for what they see as Jewish interests. Mr. Aronoff, obviously, is one of those neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic folks who believe that Jews exert powerful influence in the American political structure. In fact, he boasts of their influence. But Lord help a Gentile who dares to mention it. I hope my readers notice the integral Jewish influence in the immigration issue openly spoken about by Gentile publications. Now, this statement was from a Jewish leader, not from DavidDuke.com. Now, can you imagine the level of influence they exert over the important issues discussed in the Harvard paper, the control over American foreign policies directly important to the nation of Israel? If Mr. Aronoff and other Jewish extremists are really interested in open immigration and human rights and moral values, why do they support a Jewish state that has terrorized and driven out hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, that does not let those Palestinian refugees return to their own home, businesses, and farms? They've been driven out by the hundreds of thousands by Israel. And they're not allowed to go back to their homes, businesses, and farms. And Israel, by the way, now steals more of their precious land in the West Bank for Jewish-only settlements. And my question is, where is Mr. Aronoff's rage about the Jewish state's policies that far more fit the bill of being called, quote, neo-Nazi, unquote, than anything I advocate? Where is the rage of the clearly Jewish-influenced mass media? This issue is at the core of what I repeatedly talk about in exposing Jewish supremacism. Not all Jews endorse the extremist policies of Israel, but radical supremacist Jews control the most powerful Jewish organizations as well as now influence the American government media at large. It's unfortunate, ladies and gentlemen, that I, among but a very few political figures in the United States of America, dare to discuss these important issues. But I guess it's understandable when you see that if someone dares to speak out, an unholy torrent of Jewish supremacist power and hate will be turned upon them. Yet, my friends, the truth is growing, as shown by the Harvard paper, and let me tell you something, an awakening is coming. There is nothing more they can say to criticize or slander me. They have made almost every slander humanly known possible. But those of you who can think for yourself and who will read my words will see the sense, and indeed, I say it, the humanity in my words. If you are moved by my words, you have a responsibility to help the truth to power. Spread this article across the web, reprint it on broadsides for your school and our work, and quietly distribute them. If you feel bold enough, speak out openly about the issue as I do. Support those who stand up for your principles, who stand up for what you believe in. And that, I hope, is indeed your heritage and your freedom. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it. You know, Stormfront's been busy. Everything's been going pretty heavy. I tell you, this whole event has definitely encouraged and expanded our audience and made a lot of people think about, you know, what we're doing and what these critical issues are. A couple people wrote to Stormfront. I want to thank, by the way, John Joey Tree, who who formatted and posted my recent article, Jewish Groups Support Immigration Invasion, on Stormfront in the Town Hall section. And I really appreciate that. And that's his avatar and screen name. Appreciate it very much, John Joy. And here's one from Spiro, Dr. Duke. It's very obvious that the Jewish supremacists support anything that gets in the way of our European-American traditions, culture, values, and genetic integrity. I dislike playing devil's advocate in this case, but if the Jewish supremacists ever became successful in their extensive efforts to eliminate our people from existence, would it not be to their own detriment? Well, Spiro, I think obviously it would very much be to their detriment, because they truly have benefited incredibly by the presence of the European people. The European people have been very dominant in the world for centuries. We've brought so much art, science, medicine, so many things to the world, and they certainly have benefited by their relationship. They certainly have gotten very wealthy among our people, and they've had tremendous influence. It's just a shame that they want to just to abuse that influence, to abuse the high station that they reached in the United States of America. And I've always wondered about that issue. I've always noticed that Jewish editors, like, for instance, at Rosenthal, one of the leading Jewish-owned and really major papers in the United States, the New York Times, in fact, the largest and most powerful, I guess the most culturally powerful newspaper in America, the New York Times, that why in the world they would be rooting for the alien non-European immigrants and be rooting against us on these programs. So the issue runs deep, and it's something we must face up to. And I tell you, those people who think that we're going to deal with them, that they're going to be, they've kind of switched horses in midstream, and now they're riding with us on the immigration issue, I think they're in for a very big and rude, I must say, awakening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's about it. I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Don't forget that Bob Whitaker will be with you tomorrow. And I will be with you on Monday. Look, thanks so much for everything, and I'll certainly be with you soon. Please get this article. It's now on Stormfront Town Hall. It's going to be other places in Stormfront shortly. You can copy the formatting and get it out there very quickly. Please get this all over Stormfront and all over the net. It's a great article that proves our points about the Jewish influence in this immigration problem. All of our people, whether they speak about it openly in campaigns or in certain organizational things that they do, that's one thing. And that's certainly forgivable that they don't talk about this issue if they feel they should rather avoid it. But the point is that all of our people involved in these movements, whether it be AMRIN, whether it be in our group, whether it be in groups opposed to immigration, Minutemen, or whatever, they have to learn a fundamental understanding of the Jewish role in all this. If not, we'll be left wide open again, and any reforms that are made will not be true reforms, but just temporary reforms of a very negative nature for the people of the United States. That's it. I will see you on Monday again. Bob Whitaker tomorrow. My good friend Bob will be with you again tomorrow, and we'll be listening very carefully. Thanks a lot now. Bye-bye.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddukeworldwide.com.